First machlokes is no machlokes. One is saying the svara for pigul. For pigul, the kahanim have the wrong thoughts. B'shas they do the dalar avoidis. They think that instead of eating the korban in one day, they'll eat them 3 days later. So we don't want the kahanim to have that machshava. So therefore, mishum chashud dekuna, the rabbanim made gzeirah to say, if you do have this machshava and you make the korban pigul, you should know when you touch it now, your hands will become tummy. So that's called tani apigul. V'chad tani anoiser. The second one that says the reason is mishum the kahanim that are lazy, that's going on nicer. That you are too lazy to eat the korban before the night time, so we made a gzeirah that the meat becomes tummy. It's matami your hands. Now what's the second machlokes? How much meat of noiser do you have to have a kezayis or do you have to have a kebetza? Man de toni apigol. No, this is not before. Man de toni apigol mishum chashudikuna. The one that's saying the reasoning why pigol is metami hins, that's because we don't want the kanam to be chashud. We don't want them to make these wrong machshavas, to think the wrong things when they're doing the avoider. Man de toni anoiser. The one that says it goes on noiser mishum atzulekuna, because they don't want the kanam to be lazy. If the kanam will be lazy, they'll leave it overnight to become nicer. So they make a gzera for them. If you do leave it overnight, you should know the meat becomes tummy. You'll be metame your hands. Now, what's the second machlekes? Chadom a kezayis v'chadom a kebeitza. The one says how much meat do you have to have a kezayis. One says a kebeitza. But says man do yom a kezayis ki surei. How much of a nicer do you have to eat to be over the lav? How much of tigul do you have to eat to be over the lav? You have to eat a kezayis of meat. So if you have the shear of the kezayis, that's chashu l'isurai. How much you have to eat to be over the averim, that's enough for this din tumor also. The one that says no, if you have a piece of noiser, if it's not a kebetzah, it has no tumor, because the whole is like a tumor dikadin. And the alamol tumor, noichla, is only mekabu tumor if there's the shear of the kebetzah. Less than the size of an egg worth of food is never mekabu tumor. So they hold this gezerah to make the noiser or the pigul tumor, they made it like a din of kutumasi. Just like Tumah always needs a kebetzer, here also needs it of a kebetzer. Last Mishnah. Beirach Birkas HaPesach. Somebody made a bracha, Pesach by night, when he ate the Korban Pesach. It was man, they had the Korban Pesach, there was a special bracha to make on the Pesach. It was a bracha to Hashem HaKenem HaKolam, Hashem HaKrishonu, Mitzvayso V'tzivonu, Lechol HaPesach. That is a special bracha before they ate the Korban Pesach. So if you made that bracha, you should know, pot the reshol zevach. That pot is the bracha when you have to make for the other korban. What's the other korban? Chagigas yudalim. So all we have, if you have a lot of people eating the korban Pesach, so we don't want you to fill yourself up on the korban Pesach. So therefore, on every Pesach, first you bring a chagigas yudalim. You bring a korban chagiga, korban shlomim, and eat that meat at night time first. You make yourself satisfied on that meat, and then you eat the korban Pesach. So here you have to make a bracha on that meat also. So it says, if you made the bracha al achilas Pesach, that part is the bracha you should have made for the korban chagiga. And he says, what's the bracha of the chagiga? Bracha to Hashem l'kenem mechom shagashom zavet zivonu lechol hazevach. That's the bracha you should have made on the zevach. So the Mishnah is saying, if you make a bracha al achilas Pesach, that part is the achila for the zevach. What about the opposite way? Berach al shel zevach. That's usually the way you should do it first. Like first you eat it from the korban chagiga. So you made a bracha shagashom zavet zivonu lechol hazevach. Is alocho loy potter resha pesach. And usually, then later, after you satisfy yourself on the korban chagiga at night, then you first eat the korban pesach, so then you have to make another bracha on the pesach. You have to make a bracha, shekazom tzvano, lechol pesach. Divir Rabbi Yishmo, that's Rabbi Yishmo's chiddush. Since chiddush is, if you made on achilas pesach first, that pot is for the achilas zevach. Rabbi Akiva Rai Menor, Akiva says, Loi zu poter zu, loi zu poter zu. No, one bracha does not help for the other one. They're like two separate brachas, and if you make a bracha when you ate the korban Pesach first, and later eat from the korban azevach of the chagigon, you have to make a separate bracha. So like two different kabonas, they have no shaykhas one to the other, one bracha does not help for the other one. So Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? Kishatim tzolayim, if you want to tell me, ledivir Rabbi Yishmol, according to Rabbi Yishmol Shita, that zrika v'chlal shvicha. There is one difference between this korban chagiga and the korban pesach. Even though they're both the kachrim kalim, they both have all dinim like a korban shlomim, there's one difference though. That a pesach, the avoida, how do you get the dam on the mizbeach with a shvicha? Shvicha means you go right next to the mizbeach with a cup of blood, and you just pour it onto the mizbeach. That's called shvicha. By other karbonis, it's always bezrika. Zrika means you have to be a little bit far away from the mizbeach, and you take and you throw it with your hands. That's called a zrika. So now, a korban zevach, the chagigas yudala, the avoider is bezrika. You don't have to throw it. The avoider of the korban pesach is to do b'shvicha. So So what's the chiddush now? Because Tim said, if you want to tell me the divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, zrika bichlal shvicha. On the case that you make a shvicha on all karbonis, you would be yotze. Hey, shvicha is like a better type of an avoider than a zrika. So if you make a shvicha, you are mekayim the mitzvah zrika also. Mashenkin the other way, no. V'loy shvicha bichlal zrika. But if you only make a zrika, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of the shvicha when you're supposed to do the karbon pesach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you do the Korban Pesach, which is a Shvicha, the Shvicha, putting the blood on the Mizbeach by just spilling it over, that really would be good for the Chagiga also. So therefore, it's a Moshlaza. If you make a Bracha al Korban Pesach first, so that Avodah was done with Shvicha. Now this Avodah Shvicha could help also for the Korban Chagiga. Therefore, the Bracha on the Korban Pesach would also part of the Bracha for the Zevach. But the other way, no. If you first made the bracha on the zevach, the korban chagigah, has its avoida. Its avoida was you made a zrika. You had to be a little bit far away from the mizbeach and take the dam and throw it on the mizbeach. So a zrika, that's good for chagigah. But that avoida is no good for korban pesach. So therefore, if you did this korban and this korban, we can't at all see the avoidas from korban pesach. For korban pesach, there's a different type of an avoidum. There you have to take the blood and just pour it on top of the mizbeach. So if you make the zevach first, like make a bracha on the zevach, we don't see any shaychis to the korban pesach. Therefore, it looks like two separate kabronas, and the bracha on the zevach cannot go at all on the korban pesach. But the other way, yes. If you make a bracha on the korban pesach, which looks the avoidus like a shvicha, by making a shvicha that would help for the chagiga, for the zrika, so it could look like one achila, like one korban. That's the korban Rabbi Shmuel. But the divrei Rabbi Akiva, korban Rabbi Akiva is not that way. Loi shvicha bechlal zrika, no. If you make a zrika, you're not yotze mitzvah shvicha. His chiddush is v'loy zrika b'chlal shvicha. If you make a shvicha, you take the dam and start spilling and spilling on top of the mizbeach. That's no good for zrika. When you have to make a zrika, the mitzvah is dafka to do a zrika. So therefore, each korban has separate halachis. The korban chagiga has its din dafka to do a zrika. The korban pesach has its din dafka to do a shvicha to spill it on the mizbeach. Therefore, it looks like two separate kabonas, two separate achilas. It can't be mitzvah to two. Therefore, Kiva says, if you make a bracha on one, that bracha is not part of the other one. They're like two separate kabbonis here all together, and one has no shaykhs to the other one. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. Last Gemara. Rabbi Simloi went to a Suda.